We are here at the BASF Science Behind event, the eighth annual of such event prior to the Commodity Classic, this year being held in San Antonio. We're out on a ranch, and we're talking about the science behind the advanced acre. With me is A.J. Woodyard, a technical crop production specialist who spoke to the group here, and really tying the whole, really kind of what we talked about over the last 8 years all together into the advanced acre, because one of the things you talked about was advanced weed control. So we'll start there, how advanced weed control fits into the advanced acre.
Well, you look at the advanced acre, it's really the complete approach on that acre. So doing everything we can and making all the right decisions and steps to maximize yield potential. And I don't think you could ever start a maximizing yield potential program without weed control. And so certainly advanced weed control is a critical part of that. And we see more and more challenges with weed management every year. And we've talked about glyphosate resistance for how many years at this event now, but it continues to spread every single year. So we're continuing to try to integrate new technologies, new solutions, new approaches to make that management more effective.
Another thing we talked about, something relatively new for BASF, is the seed treatment business with the acquisition of Becker Underwood not much more than a year or so ago. You talked about the seed treatment economics, how that pays off. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's some very interesting information and data that I shared on the probability of a seed treatment paying off in today's grain prices and today's yield levels. And you know, when you think about a seed treatment, it's of course very important because it's in that establishment phase. If we don't get those plants off to the right start, then there's going to be a lot of issues on down the road in trying to manage for yield. So that seed treatment is a very important piece for that whole management system. And so when we looked at the economics and the return on seed treatments, we find that at today's commodity prices and at our various yield levels, there's likely a 9 out of 10 chance that seed treatment is going to pay for itself in getting that uniform stand and that early season vigor. You know, I'm not a gambler, but 9 out of 10, that's pretty good odds.
Also, we go back to probably the very beginning of this science behind, before you were even here, AJ, and that's the advanced plant health segment of this, which really started with Headline.
Yeah, and that's certainly been a core piece of BASF's business over the years, the advanced plant health, and seeing how that has evolved from Headline to new innovations like Headline Amp and Preaxor. And the comments that are the things that I see is, number one, These products have proven themselves. Years and years now of research, 8 or 9 years of research, over 7,000 trials, 1 million acres of trial work. And we've seen the benefit. We really understand how to incorporate these products into growers' programs for disease control, for improving growth efficiency through photosynthesis, and for stress tolerance. You know, we get a lot of different weather environments. We want to manage against those stresses that are thrown at us. But I think the real telltale sign is the amount of use that growers we've seen over the years. And you know, a grower is never going to use a product that doesn't work. And so to see over 200 million acres now of fungicides, BASF fungicides applied, or BASF plant health products, really shows the value of that advanced plant health and the growers maximizing his yield in that system.
Maximizing yield is really, really the bottom line here. And by using the tools that BASF has to offer, it gives growers a proactive approach. Because, I mean, especially if we're looking at lower prices this year for corn and soybeans, so it's more important than ever before for them to get the most out of every acre.
Absolutely. You look at this season, the prices aren't where they have been in the past. So getting the most out of and most return out of those from a bushel standpoint is going to be very important. And I always think when I wake up in the morning, I'm always planning myself for success. I'm never planning for failure. So I think we have to take that mindset again this year of looking at, okay, what is my plan for success in the growing season, and how am I going to implement that strategy to best maximize yield on my farms?
All right. Thanks so much, AJ. Here at the BASF Science Behind event in San Antonio, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.